I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
The strong, the powerful Tracy Bissett has returned to Money Savage. Welcome back, Tracy.
Thank you so much, George. I'm excited to be back.
Yes, Tracy is a CFA. She is the founder and chief financial fitness trainer at Bissett Financial Fitness. She is the host of the Young Money Podcast. I'm excited to have you back on. Tracy, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
For sure. So I live in Toronto, Canada, in Ontario. I work with entrepreneurs to help them make sense of their money. I also work with young adults. And the reason I do all of that is because I'm passionate about increasing financial education and the overall financial fitness or financial literacy in our society so we can make a better world. Outside of teaching people about money and trying to make sense of it, I love live music and I love my dog, Rosie. So and roller coasters too. Those are three of my favorite things.
Perfect. Nice. You love roller coasters. Nice.
Okay. I do.
That's a And have you always, was it like the first time you got on a roller coaster? You're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Yeah. And it continues to be. I don't go on the ones that spin you in a circle, but okay. The big roller coasters, especially the new tracks, are so smooth. It's very enjoyable, which is funny because I, as a former risk manager at a bank, it might seem counterintuitive. But once you sit in the roller coaster, you've given up control. So I don't mind things that are risky where I've given up control. It's the things where I have to control them that are risky. I don't like it.
Got it. I think on the flip side of the coin, it could make perfect sense that somebody that was in that position is a fan of roller coasters. Nice. So we are having this conversation on April the 27th, and we were talking, you live in Toronto, and it's probably the epicenter for Canada, and New York City is obviously the epicenter for the United States, or at least it was, and hopefully we're coming out of this.
Mm-hmm.
How is there something that's really top of mind for you? Particularly as you're having conversations with entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. And so what I'm hearing is a lot of panic, a lot of fear. And there's two things that I know to be true. In all industries, there are strong companies that are going to be able to weather anything. So I think it's good to keep that in mind. The other thing I know to be true is when you plan and you prepare, you can navigate things that might be uncertain and challenging. And so I've been talking to a lot of entrepreneurs about, let's get clear about your financial situation. Let's get clear about your cash position. What can you defer? What remedies are available with government programs? And let's get clear about the facts so that we're not worrying about the what ifs, but let's get clear. And for a lot of them, they'll be able to navigate through. It may not be the best year they've ever had, might be a bit challenging. And then for some other people, if they weren't performing well when the economy was okay, I challenge them around, should you be taking on more debt? Is that really the best course of action? And maybe the prudent thing might be to shut things down now. And those aren't great conversations, but knowing the facts can arm you to make the best decision for you, your employees, your company. And so I think the majority will make it through, but having the hard conversations is essential.
Yeah. Well, amen to that. And I think everything you said is 100% accurate. Having hard conversations is not enjoyable. It's not fun, but it really is essential. So could you look at just a family unit really essentially the same? If you were doing well and you had a good balance sheet, keep doing what you're doing. If you're not, maybe it's time to reconsider.
For sure. So I would definitely consider that. I'm encouraging anybody who can afford to still make mortgage payments, rent payments, you should be doing it. You don't need those deferrals, because along with those accommodations that financial institutions are making for those who really need them, there are negative consequences that potentially can come with them. You're going to pay more interest if you defer your mortgage payment. So assess your situation, figure out what you need to do. There's thankfully lots of expenses that no longer apply right now that you can defer or shut down. I know a lot of the auto insurance companies, if you contact them individually, they're going to reduce your premiums because you're at home now. You're not driving your car. So look for those opportunities. And then if there are further things you can do with creditors that you have, think about, does it make sense for you? And if it does, take advantage of it. Follow the rules that they've outlined for you. The institutions are usually very clear about how they want you to come forward to them. So don't be sitting on the phone for 10 hours if they recommend that you fill out a form online. So use your judgment. And if you're not sure what to do, contact somebody you know who can help on the individual side. It could be a financial planner. It could be an accountant. Even just a friend who seems to be more knowledgeable about it. I know I've had a lot of conversations, interestingly enough, with individuals and business owners who are coming at it from a different take, thinking that there are people worse off than me, so I'm not going to apply. And we've been talking around, if you do qualify, you should be applying. This is not the time you want to be selfless or be a martyr. It's the time to conserve cash. Some people will need all the cash they have for rent and groceries and things like that. And we don't know where things are going ultimately. So having a little bit of a buffer would be a good thing to establish.
Yeah, certainly appreciate that. So I think that what you said about you need to know the facts during this time, you probably always need to know the facts.
Yes.
Do you find that the successful companies, do they already know the facts? And on the flip side of that coin, do the ones that are struggling, do they not?
Yes and yes. So if a company is still small, but they're successful, sometimes people do take their eyes off the numbers. And so it's a good time to get back in touch and very in tune with where you are. It's easy to let expenses kind of balloon up a bit when things are going really well and not be as sharp. But across the board, what I'm seeing is the strong performing financial companies are looking at their numbers, they're making plans, they're checking out everything they can qualify for from a government standpoint to keep their employees on staff, to be able to keep their business going in some fashion during this pandemic. Some companies are doing extremely well depending on the product or service they sell, but it's all about positioning for when we come out of this, and you want to be as strong as you can. So that goes around your numbers. If you were also lacking someone on your team that you need, it's a great time to be picking up new staff members, because a lot of great employees have been laid off. So for job seekers who are listening too, like, don't stop looking. There will be a need for you, and this may be your right time to get in. As you said, on the flip side, those that were perhaps performing not well before, who didn't have a handle on their numbers, some have come around to, okay, if I want to qualify for the money from the government, I do need some kind of record. So that's helping and get people focused. And then there'll always be those who don't want to focus on that area for whatever reason. And I'm focused on the ones who want to increase their financial acumen, who want to get started and are really taking the future of their companies seriously and want to make sure they weather through the storm.
Yeah. I think that's excellent right there. And thinking about not just the money aspect of it, but yes, if you are a job seeker, now might be the perfect time to really be reaching out to some of the companies you've always had your eye on or you think would be a great fit. And so I think that's great. In terms of, I think that I'd like to talk a lot about perspective, and it's easy to, and sometimes necessary if you're obviously sick during this time, and if you cannot pay your bills, it's really difficult to pull back. But how are you thinking about perspective in now?
Well, I think we need to think about it from a couple perspectives, no pun intended. Firstly, are you healthy? And then show gratitude for that. Are the people in your life healthy and safe? So there's kind of this now survival instinct. We've got to take that perspective into account that a lot of us haven't faced normally. So that's a valid one, and it does need to come first. Secondarily, what's happening in your larger community? What's the mood? What's the situation? Thinking about that. And then think about your business or your personal situation, and what can you do to improve it? What can you do maybe if things are challenging right now? What can you do to kind of stop some of that cash from going out? If the situation was challenged before, maybe it's the right time to start talking to an insolvency trustee or a credit counselor around how do I make the best of this bad situation? And then kind of taking that big step back, 30,000 feet, where do I potentially think things are going when I read things in the news or I listen to podcasts? Where do people think things will go? As I mentioned kind of right off the top, those who plan and strong companies will be there in any industry. So why not plan to be one of those who comes through with success, and same on the individual front?
Yeah, no. So why not do that? And so if you were counseling a company that was doing pretty well right now, how would you say, okay, you're doing great, but are there opportunities for you to expand your vision or your market share or just your overall business? How does that conversation go?
I had that conversation just last week with a new client of mine. They do property management. And so they're doing really well. They don't have cash flow concerns because as they collect rent for tenants before they pass it on to the ultimate property owners, they've got the cash in hand. So while they are having a lot of challenging conversations, both with residential and commercial tenants about who can't pay the rent, they are finding ways to support those people, obviously with the owner of the property's consent, to make some arrangements. But we started brainstorming, okay, well, what opportunities could be there for you right now? They have a couple people on staff who go around and do the renovations at these properties. So maybe there's not the opportunity to go into residential apartments or condos right now because of the situation not to be in close proximity and we're still on lockdown. But could they potentially buy a property that they need to fix up and use their existing staff that they're already paying for to do that during this time, where they can make use of their services so that they can flip that property when we come out of things, knowing that it'll probably have to be a longer term hold as a real estate asset than they might have liked because of the market, but keep the people busy that they're already employing because it is their intent to continue with that. They were also one of those companies that I mentioned who were, because they were doing well, didn't think they should be taking advantage of the programs that the government's offering. And so in a quick conversation, we talked through what do you qualify for, and they were able to go and do that just to give themselves more cushion, but to also give them this support to take advantage of these other opportunities to grow their market. They're also considering expanding into a broader territory. So we'll be out there starting to pitch their property management services to people in a larger geography.
Nice. Yeah, those are great.
Yeah,
potential,
fun conversation.
Right. Actually, being proactive as opposed to reactive or whatever the case may be. So nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. For individuals having that hard conversation, or for family units rather, and needing to perhaps, or just needing to trim expenses, decrease lifestyle. Do you have thoughts on that?
Yeah, sometimes it's hard. It depends on how the family has been navigating financial issues in the past. Sometimes only one person in the family really knows the financial situation. And so I think it's good to be open and honest in the family to a certain degree. Certainly the parents and maybe the leaders of the family, they need to be completely transparent with each other. But it's okay to have conversations with kids, not to the same degree, but to certainly let them know, like, hey, you know, I'm not working right now, or we're not working, and because of the situation that's going on, we might need to cut back some things. And reaffirming that everybody's safe, everybody's healthy, we have what we need, that really goes a long way to influencing what's happening in those children's minds. It gives them comfort, because when the conversations aren't being had, they're going to pick up on the tension, they're going to pick up on the feelings. And we know that children form their views very young about money, and it kind of sticks with you through life. So helping them be a part of it and helping them understand is really important. The other thing that's really important for families to think about is that you haven't done anything wrong. If you can't pay your bills, this isn't because you did something wrong personally. There's a global pandemic going on that has impacted millions of people. And so if you go to the company where you have your car lease or your car loan to ask for a deferral of payments, they're already expecting you, and they're not sitting there judging you because you've asked for that. They've already got a process set up. So I encourage everybody to take advantage of the offerings that are available, and to take that blame piece out of it. This is happening to everyone. We're all facing the same situation, but unfortunately we're not all in the same boat. So you need to do what you need to do to keep your boat afloat during this time.
What a wonderful metaphor. Same situation, just different boats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so it's going to look like different things for different families, different companies, and only that family and that company can figure out what it takes for them.
Yeah. So the importance of being honest with everybody in the family, kids, spouses, loved ones, whoever, and then just being open and honest with people that you owe money to, because mm-hmm. to your point, they've been expecting you. So don't feel embarrassed or ashamed, because this is not a self-inflicted thing necessarily.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, Tracy, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
So I think, as you can probably tell, you've got to get comfortable with your money. Have those hard conversations and start today. Doesn't mean bearing your soul and telling everything you feel about your financial situation, but find people you trust, trust your family members, and share what's appropriate. So just start the dialogue today. It's going to relieve stress. It's going to make you feel less anxious. And I guarantee if you reach out to creditors and keep that conversation going, you're going to feel a lot better, and the burden's going to lessen.
Like, that is great stuff. That definitely gets it. Come on.
Come on.
Yes, start today. Start today. This is not, well, hopefully it is going away at some point, but you need to be proactive. So I love it. Well, Tracy, thank you so much for coming back on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
So LinkedIn is a great place to find me. So it's Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y, Bissett, B-I-S-S-E-T-T. I would love to hear from anybody who listening with comments or questions. And because I am so passionate about helping people learn about money, if you head over to cashcoach.biz, you can download a money meeting agenda that you can make use of with your family or in your company to get you started to take control of your financial situation. So cashcoach.biz to get that money meeting agenda.
Love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Tracy your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Follow her on LinkedIn and go to cashcoach.biz and get that money agenda, because having the right questions to ask or a track to run on, particularly when we're talking about difficult things like money, is incredibly valuable. So I think that that's great. Thank you again, Tracy.
Thanks so much, George. It's been my pleasure.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.